Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for another conversation about what's going on in the world of the family farm, not just farming. I don't consider much of, if not most of the farming today to be really farming. It's an industry. It's big business. It isn't the people to people and the relationship business that we've had on family farms for most of my life anyway. It's very discouraging. So I decided to do this program, which brings a focus on Washington and policymakers, and it brings a focus on how we're growing our food, and it stimulates a lot of people who are trying to make it. I come up with these folks who are there to help. They've had successful runs and stories, so we get them to tell their story. Start off, most of the problems that we have come from government, and most of the news, I start the first part of the program with news. And so consolidation has been a big thing for me as we look at these four or five huge agri-industries, dominance by the companies, a real focus, if you will. And President Biden, say what you will about him, up, down, sideways. This order that he issued this summer on competition in the economy is taking root, if you'll pardon the pun, with small-scale farmers. And that's because many of the, I was talking to Rob LaRue, who's president of the National Farmers Union, they certainly are advocates for family farms, rural communities, that sort of thing. And so he was asked about meat processing as a specific problem and what people are doing about it, because it's so highly concentrated. The four big companies that I keep talking about are responsible for processing 80% of all the beef. So that means that on your farm or with your family, depending on who's listening and how they interpret what I'm saying, if you're a shopper or a consumer, the beef market, if you eat hamburger, steak, pot roast, whatever it is, it is no longer in the purview. You can find the local butcher shops, but most of them have been put out of business by the likes of the huge grocery store chains, the Targets and Costco's of the world. And so that's a double whammy. What about family farmers? So LaRue said consolidation has virtually eliminated competition in many agricultural markets. I agree with that. The farmer's share of every dollar that you consumers spend on food has fallen from 50%. Listen to this. This is something that we know inherently, but the numbers are so stark. 50% of every dollar consumers spent in 1950 went to the farmer. Now, 16% of what is grown, what you send to the store or wherever you sell it on your own, unless you sell it, if you're selling on your own farm, this is not applicable. But if you're going into the big marketplace, only 16% of that dollar, 16 cents, goes into, and in this case, we're talking about meat and beef, goes back to the fellow who raises, the woman who raises the beef. There are massive plants now, processing plants, and I don't think we knew that until COVID came along and you saw how many of them got shut down, especially the ones owned by the Chinese government, Smithfield, the pork producer, they were all shut down. And so there was also a fire at a meatpacking plant in Kansas a couple of years ago. That caused a problem, and then again, the pandemic. So what are we doing about these sorts of things, and what other things? You know, I think I talked about the farmers, the Northeast organic dairy farmers last week, who are basically losing their market because Big Ag says they don't want to transport the milk from Vermont and Maine and New Hampshire over to New York State, even though there's tons. This is how hypocritical this is. The Sweezer family that controls Dean Foods, and now they're not so much in force as DHL, is But it's the same basic. It's just a different lipstick on the same pig. They are deciding not to bring milk from New York. I'm sorry, from Massachusetts and Vermont and Maine into New York. But yet, if you stand at the entrance to Massachusetts Turnpike, you'll see every 4 or 5 minutes truckload of milk coming from New York into Massachusetts. So why is it that the milk hauled from New York to Massachusetts to be processed is okay, and hauling milk from states in New England to New York is not okay? Well, the reason is because there are more organic dairy farms that are really producing organic milk, and they are the price that they are garnering is like $40 a hundredweight, $41, $42 a hundredweight, which is where it should be for all milk, frankly. But it's down once again below $20 for regular milk being processed by these outfits. And they are able to, the big conglomerates are able now to get the big dairy guys, the big ag companies that own 5,000 cows, 10,000 cows, 20,000 cows, they are making organic milk. Do you know what a joke that is? Come on. You know what it is. No, the organic requires, the label organic requires, or at least required, control and focus and quality, which is out the window when you have thousands of cows being milked in the same operation. I don't care whether you say or claim you're organic or you went through the process, you don't have, you really don't have, and I'm speaking to the choir here, I probably shouldn't spend so much time talking about it. I just was upset about Organic Valley, which is a cooperative of family farms in the Northeast and around the rest of the country, actually. And he said, organic farming is facing the same crisis we've seen in conventional agriculture. It is. It's the industrialization of our food supply. Good old Sonny Perdue, get lost if you're not big. And so you can hear in my, it's very frustrating because it's now not only farmer versus the big ag, the family farmer, but now here's an example of the farmer versus the government. There's a fellow in South Dakota who is suing the government right now for the right to farm on a field that has a puddle that was declared a wetland. You may have heard about this story. This goes back to before Trump was president, actually, where the EPA would go into your yard and you got a driveway that's not asphalted and there's a little puddle in it. That's a waterway. We're going to regulate that. And it's that kind of stuff. And spending the money chase these farmers around, that affects the quality of the food, too, because the more of you run out, the better it is for big ag. I tell you, it's really very frustrating. But maybe I shouldn't frustrate myself. Maybe I should just, in the news section, talk about growth and things that are being done in the family farms and not keep talking about the government. I'll take that under advisement, frankly. All right, time for me to help you with your weight. Calitrin and the Labor Day event continues this weekend. Those of you who are interested in stocking up on Calitrin because it works so well, the weight loss formula that's all natural, that it doesn't only, you know, keep you, it gets you focused so you can lose the weight, but also it gives you the wherewithal to keep the weight off. I was looking at the story of a guy named Kyle who's a farmer. He's in the spotlight on the Calitrin website, toploss.com. Kind of happy to see him reach his goals. Went from a size 42 to a size 32. And he's lowered his blood pressure. He feels so much better. He looks so much better. And it'll be great because his sons will grow up to have their father around. And the weight he was before, he wouldn't last. So take a tip from me. Take a tip from all the people who have gone on the Calitrin program. Available by going to toploss.com. Check out you stock up. You can order by clicking on the shop buttons at Calitrin at toploss.com. They will help you. One of the things about this sale is that they have a no-interest payment plan. So you buy as much as you want, and you pay for it over time, and there's no interest. It's really very cool. They're a very, very conscious company. So if you have questions, talk to the Calitrin workers who are you can easily reach at toploss.com. Buy one and get another one free. It's the BOGO deal. Fabulous. Calitrin. Fabulous results. Fabulous product. It's a fabulous family company. Made in America. Calitrin. The weight loss formula that works to keep the weight off. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you buy the product, make sure you use the DJV code because you'll get the best deals and free shipping. DJV code, buying Calitrin at toploss.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Michael Robinoff, who is the CEO of a company called Farm to People. So, Michael, let's talk about you. Are you a farm guy? Did you grow up on the farm?
I actually did not, no. I grew up in New York City, but I grew up surrounded by food. So I can't take credit for just, you know, finding Farm to People college student. I actually my entree to food came before I was even born. My father owned some small natural products retail stores in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Westchester County, New York. And so I was, you know, sort of born into, you know, that retail lifestyle. And then when I was a little bit older, he also started to import and work with organic small farms in mostly the Mediterranean in Europe. And so I was super fortunate. I always think about how lucky I was to be sort of, you know, 10 to 15 years old and traveling to small farms and seeing how people had been farming for, you know, in the case of, you know, European farms for hundreds of years. And so while I was in school, I obviously, you know, didn't realize that this was going to be, you know, a passion for the next, you know, 10 years of my life. But I was absorbing, you know, amazing food, amazing farming methods, and just really understanding how there was such passion behind the food that we were consuming. And then on the flip side, I was learning about all of the problems with our food system and our own health here in the U.S. And worldwide. And so, you know, really just got bit by the bug and wanted to figure out how I could create something that could help change the food system.
All right, so we'll pursue that with Michael as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The inside understanding of what this organization, Farm to People, is all about. You're hearing Michael Robinoff, who's the CEO, talk about he and his father getting this thing started. You weren't farm folks, but you were food folks. And so that's how Farm to People started. There's all, what is it, Farm to Table and these other things that have come about as a result of people trying to stay as close to the food source as possible. So yours is a direct-to-consumer deal. Is it something, is it a delivery service? Do people have to order online? Is it Grubhub? How does this work?
Yeah, we're working to create a new kind of direct-to-consumer platform and marketplace that connects small local farms with customers who want to know who their farmer is and really their food in general. And so we're trying to aggregate great farmers starting here around New York City. So farmers from the Hudson Valley, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and pretty much our focus is within 300 miles of the city here, and provide them with the technology and the logistics help so that they can reach more direct consumers. So, you know, as many farmers know, you know, traditional wholesale channels, by the time the food gets to the retail source, the farmer is seeing so little of that food dollar because of all the hands that product had to go through from farm to shelf. We're really trying to shrink that so that, you know, we're the only middleman. We handle the logistics, which basically means the customer service, the pick, pack, and fill, the last mile delivery, the marketing, and we're using technology to power us so that we don't hold a lot of inventory at one time and things turn fast. Products are fresher, and the customer gets ultimately a better product. And lastly, what we're really trying to do is aggregate customer feedback and preferences so that we can help make farms smarter and more profitable and less wasteful. So we're trying to let farmers know what consumer trends are looking like, what they should be growing more of, where we're seeing gaps in our own consumer market, and really helping to make the food system a little bit more, let's call it, you know, like technologically enabled, starting here in New York City. But we want to help farmers, you know, around the U.S. So our ambitions are really to change the food system one location at a time.
One of the things about Los Angeles, I live in Los Angeles part of the year, and the farmers markets there focus year-round on the local growers, or mostly they're Southern California growers, and not many people in Los Angeles proper who are doing the same as in New York City. But there's there's room for this in any big city or any municipality. In my community in Massachusetts, there are really only three farms. And we do a good job in the summertime of serving people. Most of the time, people think about this in terms of produce, what grows in the summer. They don't think about dairy. And I wonder how you work dairy into what you're doing at Farm to People.
We try to really provide our customers with like a full grocery solution. So we don't have everything. But that said, we really try to help all farmers doing all sorts of things. So we have ranchers, we have cheesemakers, we have bakers. All of these folks are listed on our platform on top of the produce farmers. And again, we're aggregating that all into one box. So if you place your order, you're not getting six different deliveries, one with bread, one with cheese, one with milk, one with vegetables. We're putting that all together to you like you might have from a grocery solution. So, yeah, that's how we create a platform and a service that we think really works.
One of the things that I think is interesting for people to know, and I want to pick it up here in a moment, the amount of money that the people, the farmers that are working with you, you may have heard me talking earlier in the program about the average farmer making 16 cents these days. Used to be 50 cents on the dollar. Now it's about 16, but you're paying three or four times that. Well, that's what the farmers are getting out of that. So let's find out how you work that right after these words here on the American Family Farmer.
Oral pain due to sensitive gums, canker sores, dry sockets, or a nagging toothache can be unbearable. It can strike at any time, but seeing a dentist can take days or even weeks. While over-the-counter products may provide relief, they're often unsatisfactory and can be harmful. There is a safe and effective option for the relief of mouth pain. Orca Pain Relief Putty, created by Dr. Craig Schmidtke, safely and effectively manages mouth pain. The benefits of Orca Pain Relief Putty include naturally derived ingredients, such as essential oils, aloe vera, and plant extracts. The putty is easy to use and stays in place. Simply scoop out a pea-sized amount, form it into a ball, and apply it directly to the painful area of the teeth or gums. In a clinical study of 201 adults who reported oral pain, after using Orca, patients stated their average pain scores dropped from 7.5 to less than 1 on a scale of 1 to 10. For more information, visit nomoretoothache.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted their own mask policies. The state education board has responded by threatening to withhold the pay of those school board members who voted to put a mask mandate in place in their district. And the World Health Organization is calling for a pause on COVID booster shots until the end of the year. The WHO's director general said Wednesday that richer countries should put a hold on offering the third doses and make those shots available to poorer countries who had a hard time of obtaining enough doses. Israel has already begun offering boosters to those who've already received a two-dose regimen, and the Biden administration has targeted September 20th as the date that boosters will be available in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanded testing, and pushing measures to keep kids in school. Dr. Seja Hathi is an attending physician at Johns Hopkins University, and she tells CBS News that there are several elements of that plan that are vital to see as we move into the winter months.
The first is testing. We need a dramatic increase in test availability, both PCR testing and rapid testing in communities and at home. Two, masking. We need high-quality medical-grade masks available to everyone, and both these masks and rapid tests need to be affordable. Ideally, they should be free. Third, we need transparent, publicly accessible and dynamically updated data systems. We have no national data, if you'd believe it, for the hospitalization rates among fully vaccinated folks. We don't have a national genomic surveillance system. We're flying blind and in the most devastating surge this country has seen to date. I hope that we see more information around vaccine mandates at minimum federal standards for what vaccine credentialing systems should look like. We need a targeted anti-misinformation campaign. And finally, my sixth prong would be greater global investment. And hopefully we'll see that in more equitable distribution of vaccines globally.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Next half hour of the American Family Farmer, devoted in the main to the story of the creation of farm to people and how vegetables, meat, seafood, and other grocery items are being delivered every week. You go out within, what, I think you said 300-400 miles of New York. So how do you, before we get back to what the farmer pays, how do you logistically do that? You have a fleet of trucks. Do you use other methods, like the grocery stores have their own truck fleet now that they're delivering to people who order and want to deliver to home? What do you do?
Yeah, so actually we don't have our own trucks. We work a lot with farms aggregating products with other farms, and then they're driving them in together. Or we work with some really small but regional players that are masters of, you know, aggregating food regionally. So cooperatives in Pennsylvania, cooperatives in New Jersey. All these folks help us to aggregate some of the very small farms that might not be able to deliver us, you know, a pallet or two quantity to our warehouse. Those are aggregated, say, in New Jersey, and then, you know, brought all together on a truck. And so that's how products are coming to us. And then we actually handle delivery with our own fleet. So our drivers are, you know, given routes in densely populated areas of the city of Brooklyn, of Queens, and we're able to deliver those orders within about a 4-hour delivery window. So you might place your order today and be able to get it on, you know, Friday morning. And so you would get a text letting you know, as the consumer, you get a text letting you know that your order is out for delivery, and then a text when that delivery is completed. Really what we're trying to do, and I think you know, is a driving force for our team is we want to take the customer experience that people are getting used to with the Amazons or the, you know, big box retailers of the world, but we want to provide that quality and transparency of the farmer's market. So how do you make something that really suits the modern consumer's lifestyle here in New York? Busy customers, people who are on the go all the time want that convenience, but really are demanding that they understand who grew their food, how it got to their plate, is it healthy, am I supporting the farmer? And I think that gets to the, you know, how we pay our farmers as well. It really is about creating a more transparent food system, like you have when you go shop from the farmer's market and you're talking directly to the farmer for 6 hours on Saturday. Only issue in New York is that sometimes, you know, 6 hours on Saturday may not be convenient to the modern consumer's lifestyle. So we're trying to really fill that gap.
All right. So in terms of being dependable, the business about going to the farmer's market does cut out guys like you, so you're another layer for people who can't get to a farmer's market or in areas where there aren't farmer's markets, to be sure. I want to go back also to my statement that I made earlier when I was talking about big agribusinesses and how they're trying to force the farmers out. And the best example I can come up with is what we made as family farmers in the 1950s versus what we are making today. The average farmer, when he or she was selling your, whether it's the everyday produce, garden variety, pardon the pun, produce or beef or milk, making 50 cents on the dollar. Now, you say 13 cents is the average. My research says 16 cents, but even, you know, so what? A couple of pennies. You're giving these people three times what they are getting if they put it into, like milk, put it into the pool. And so that's 45 cents. You're getting pretty close to what the prices were they're getting paid in the 50s, which is sustenance. How many farmers do you know who were thriving, that is, who are making tons of money in the 50s? How many farmers do you know that are making tons of money anywhere? And the answer is, unless you're connected to some big ag business like Driscoll's, the fruit outfit, or, you know, that ilk, you're making a sustenance living, which seems, it's so outrageous, Michael, because without these people, we have no food. You know, you can say, oh, well, the big guys will take care of it. The big guys are producing crap. And mm-hmm. whether people realize it or not, the potential of getting nutrition from the stuff that gets shipped all across the country is pretty much nil. That's why are you getting the produce within 24 hours of delivering it? What's your time? You said it takes, you got a 4-hour window after the order is placed, but how long are you holding on to, or how fresh, I guess is the better question, is the produce that you're delivering this afternoon? When did you get a hold of that stuff you're delivering today?
In many cases, we got it very early this morning. And so during the season, we're getting products delivered 7 days a week, and we're shipping 6 days of the week. So on average, we estimate our products stay in our warehouse for an average of about 48 hours when it comes to produce. So things are turning incredibly quickly. I like to use the statistic of, you know, the national average for produce transit time, and it's often over 1,500 miles in 15 days. You might have different stats, but that's what I was able to find.
Yeah.
So by the time you're getting that product from farm to shelf, it's lost like 70% of its nutrients.
Yep.
We're getting products that were picked in some cases yesterday. They're delivered this morning, and you're getting it this afternoon. I think that's really where, again, we think it's as good as the farmer's market, and it gives the farmer and back their time. We know from some of our best customers that they still do shop the farmer's markets on weekends, and they look to farm to people for, you know, a Tuesday or a Wednesday delivery midweek. We love that. We want you to go, you know, meet your farmer on the weekends and do that. But we know that, you know, not every American can make that their reality. And so we want to really be there to help make most Americans eat the way that they should and support the farmers in a way that they should and used to. This isn't a new idea. Like you're saying, this is how it used to be.
Well, people were much healthier, although the lifespan wasn't as great. There are different influences. But when you talk about the health of the food that people are consuming now, you hit the nail on the head. You're trucking it 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 miles, and it just doesn't have, it loses the sugar content and the value of it nutritionally within a day or two. So you're oftentimes just might as well be eating newspaper under the circumstances. I want to talk when we continue here about how you find the farmers, or do they find you? Because I'm sure there are people listening to this program in Connecticut, New York, maybe in New Jersey that may want to be a part of this, or maybe as you spread out across the country, there'll be people who want to do with you what you're doing with others. So how do we line up? We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, let me help you. If you're needing a good night's rest, there's nothing better than slipping into a bed with soft, comfortable sheets. Long day on the farm. Now, with the MyPillow folks, you have that comfort, the great pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses themselves. Nothing is as good as these sheets made from the world's best cotton. The Giza Dream Sheets. It's a sateen feel to it. That's why it feels so luxurious. You'll sleep well or your money back, basically. That's it. You try these things for up to 60 days, and if you don't like them, you're not sleeping well, you don't think they're any better or great shakes, then you send them back, get your money back. That's it. And for a limited time, you can save 50% on all of the Giza Dream Sheets using the code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out. You'll find deep discounts also on lots of MyPillow, most of them actually. And use the DJV code, put it in with each of the products. Shows you get from 30 to 65% off using that code. Don't miss the sale on the sheets. Right now, MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all. Select style sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you spend $85 on ink or $200 on toner. Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4 in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details. Ends 9/11.
Back now with Michael Robinoff. He and his father started Farm to People in the greater New York area. They have hundreds of farmers from whom they are buying food. You buy, you pay them. So if you're going to the farm, you pay the farmer directly. In this circumstance, they're paying you, and you pay the farmer, right?
Correct.
All right. So how do you get farmers in to this? Are you getting well enough known so they call you and say, I want to be a part of this? And if that's the case, how do you check them out to know they live up to your standards?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we've grown, we've certainly seen the amount of inbound farmers really growing. And if there's any farmers listening that would love to learn more and work with us, go to farmtopeople.com. And on the bottom of the homepage in the footer, you'll see a link called Become a Vendor. And so would love to hear from anyone who wants to join. To answer your second question, we as much as we possibly can, try to go visit the farmers, but we also rely on different certifications, just basically talking to the farmer as well. We know that, you know, there aren't certifications necessarily for regenerative agriculture, silvopasture, some of this really, really important farming methods that we're seeing and we're trying to support as much as possible. And we also know that the organic label is, you know, getting watered down as it becomes more, more co-opted
that's,
by big,
putting
by
it,
big
that's
brands.
Putting it
yeah.
mildly. Yeah, that's a sweet way of looking at it. It's been bastardized by big ag because they've influenced
yep.
big government because they buy their way in through campaign finances. That's how they do it. That's how they get their
Absolutely.
Influence.
And so, of course, we look at, you know, like consumers, we're actually doing our best to really inform and educate consumers on this, as you called it, you know, bastardization of what we as consumers have been trained to think we trust, you know. But we're trying to really, like, make people know that not, you know, there might be a great small farm that, you know, doesn't want to pay for that organic certification, but everything that they're doing no-till, or they're doing, you know, completely closed loop system where everything that they produce on the farm stays on the farm and goes back into the farm in another method, composting, like all of these things that, you know, being organic doesn't mean you do any of that. And so we're trying to educate our consumers on that and the greater public, anyone who will listen. And then, you know, what we really live by know your food, know your farmer. And so the most that we can do as a business that isn't the farm is tell those farm stories transparently. So we want to go to the farm. We want to introduce the farmers to our folks. After COVID, I hope, you know, we can help facilitate some of our customers going to farms themselves. And really strengthen that community. Food used to be personal. You used to know who was making your food. And today that's become really impersonal. People get only like packaged food. They have no idea, you know, where their milk is coming from, where their bread is coming from. It's deeply impersonal. And I think that, you know, obviously that's not totally to do with the health of our own health, but I think it has a large part to play into that. And once you go and you have a meal on a farm or you meet the farmer and you feel connected in a more deep way, I think the changes that we notice as a society are many.
I'm looking at some of the I've gone to your website, farmtopeople.com, and see some of the reviews. They're all very good, amazing quality, fresh produce and meats. The 5-star rating. Yeah, so that's what you want. You want to know that what you're getting is, for the most part, very good, coming from animals that are treated well, food that is grown in fields that are taken care of. So good for you, Michael. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on. This is such an honor, and for telling the folks, you know, how it is and helping us all to re-educate and change the way we all think about
that's what it is.
And our farmers.
And one of the things that needs, in terms of our regular educational system, the health courses that used to be given and aren't anymore, so people know their bodies and what nutrition is really all about, that's an important thing to be working on locally as well. So seafood is part of this. You can check that out. Just go and see what you can do and how it works. It'll be an inspiration. Michael Robinoff at farmtopeople.com. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about our weekly podcast. All the conversations that you hear us have here on this program are synthesized into a podcast. The most recent one, part of the conversation focuses on the 4-H and things that are being done at 4-H. I talked about the Future Farmers of America, too, the FFA, and how many of them are affiliated, the groups in the individual communities, are affiliated with the university and the land-grant college states anyway. I think 4-H seems to be better. I don't know why, but it seems to be more active. At any rate, you can listen to me talk to a couple of bright 4-H members, youngsters who are in it and who are doing well by it. Great learning curve, frankly. Stay focused on the farm. Don't be distracted. That's one of the messages as well. Most recent podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I have made a big deal in my commentary and also in the news part of this broadcast every week, focusing almost like I'm droning on. I'm not really, but it may sound like a broken record. I hope it's not a broken message. But if somebody doesn't pound on this and keep the focus on food and not business, we all have to be in business, we all have to make money, but we're making money at the expense of you, the farmer, the regular farmer, and the people who are trying to come to your farm or else, you know, otherwise trying to find really good food. I was looking at the study that came from the University of Minnesota. The professor who did this was looking at dairy farms, especially the economic crisis they face. The cause is massive overproduction by the huge dairy conglomerates, if you will. There's one of them called Riverview LLP, which is the largest mega dairy operation in Minnesota. They have a couple of places where they have 10, 12,000 cows milked three times a day. Usually if they can, if they in some way, shape or form get two or three lactations out of them, they feel like they're lucky. The way that the calves are nursed, the way that the calves that are not going to make it are just thrown into the manure pile. I don't know. This is not the way this is what I grew up on, and this isn't what I want to say ought to be. There are the calves go to a calf facility. That's great. The family that's responsible for Riverview, known as the Fair family, they were beef farmers in the 30s, and then they started dairying at 800-cow dairy, and then they just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They love the market because they're controlling it. And so what do people know? How well-educated are you as to where the milk you drink comes from? Where? 800 dairy farms in Minnesota went out of business last year because of this guy and others who are doing what, you know, we're asking a lot of questions, but because they're so big and they really can't be supervised, they don't have most communities don't have enough inspectors. And so if you've got a 24,000 cow dairy, which is in Dumont, Minnesota, what do you do? It leaves me speechless. Where do they buy? They don't grow anything, so where do they buy the alfalfa? Where do they buy the corn? Who's feeding these animals, and what's the quality of the feed? What goes into the cow is what comes out. We all know that. We are what we eat. The cow is what the farmer feeds the cow, or it doesn't. I'm not even sure that the farmer touches the food. It's all automated. It's all robotic. Anyway, what's the way to resolve the question? I felt like in the early part of the program this week, I was talking about a problem, and that is getting delivery and making sure you can find what you want. And then I offer a solution through the fellow that came on as a guest. That could be done any place around the country. And so you, in order to get over the mega dairy, little dairies are becoming a little bit bigger, and then they become a little bit bigger. But it's an enormous problem, not only for the dairy farmer, the family dairy farmer, but for you, the consumer, because what you're getting, not only with milk, but the quality of anything that comes from these outfits is just, it isn't there. And so more and more that we talk about it with our friends and neighbors, maybe that's the way to do it. Just keep the focus on local and what you're doing and tell your story on social media. That'd be my advice. And I'm Doug Steffen. Got lots of advice every week here on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.